Part of their music now, Soulful Strut stepping out in front, Enoch Light. Description of radio as the What's Happening sound, Monitor 69. And what's happening right now is the newest from Tom Jones, the Welshman who really wails in Love Me Tonight.
I know that it's late and I really must leave you alone. But you're good to hold and I feel such a long way from home. Tell me, baby, that you need me, say you'll never leave me. Love me tonight.
Can you guess what kind of car would be running efficiently after more than 20 years of use 6 nights a week? Well, the answer in a few moments from Joe Garagiola in Monitor Sports, brought to you by Win Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Win's Charge. Made to do more for your car's engine. Win's Charge. A smooth, honey-thick liquid. Charge restores compression. Stops excessive oil burning. Quiets noisy engines. But in addition, Charge effectively fights friction and wear because only Charge contains Win's famous friction proofing. Charge also contains antioxidation agents to keep engines cleaner. And Charge provides protection against combustion acids to reduce corrosion damage and costly repairs. Win's Charge, made to do more for your car's engine. Where you get gas or service, get total power. Get Charge. Made by Win Oil Company, the world's leading additive company. Switch to Charge.
Now here's good old Joe Garagiola.
Remember those stories about the used car? You know, where the previous owner was a little old lady who only drove it on weekends? Well, I'd like to tell you about a car that makes that one look like a worn-out old jalopy. This car is of the 1946 vintage and is used on an average of 6 nights a week. Even so, the mileage, which hasn't been tampered with, shows a total of only 23,000 miles. How come? Well, maybe I should point out that it is different from other cars in one respect. Mounted on the back is a collapsible starting gate. The car is driven at the two harness racing tracks in New York, Yonkers and Roosevelt, and is used to see to it that the trotters and pacers get off to a nice, smooth start. The car is manned by two men. One is the starter for the race, and the other drives the car. At the starter's signal, the driver steps on the gas, accelerates the car to about 45 miles an hour, and then heads for the garage, which is about 100 yards away. The starter has his hands full. He has controls which operate lights over the starting gates. If he flashes the blue lights, the race is on. Red lights mean they go back and do it all over again. In addition, he's got a microphone which enables him to talk to the drivers. Bill Rosbach, who has been a starter at both tracks, says, "The secret is to study the personality of the horses. Then you know what to expect. I have to make split-second decisions on a start, and like a baseball umpire, I call them as I see them." This spring at Florida's Pompano Park, I had the experience of driving in a harness race, and it gave me a chance to appreciate what a tough job the starter has. I can remember exactly what I was thinking as he drove away after getting us started. I was thinking, I wish I was with him instead of where I am. I think the horse was thinking the same thing, but we won. Did I hear somebody say he's kidding? Well, in the words of that great orator, Charles Dillon Stengel, you could look it up. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this from True Cigarettes.
Shouldn't your brand be true today? Shouldn't your brand be true?
Do it. Discover how True Cigarettes can satisfy you with good taste and reduce tar and nicotine. 13 milligrams and 0.7 milligrams. Smokers everywhere are enjoying True every day. Shouldn't you?
Shouldn't your brand be True today? Shouldn't your brand be True?
It's 16 minutes past the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
1968 was an incredible year.
5, 4, 3, 2, we have ignition. Commit liftoff. We have liftoff.
We see the
We have a beautiful view of Florida now. We can see the Cape just the point. And at the same time, we can see Africa. West Africa is beautiful.
Those were just some of the sounds of 1968 you can hear on The Incredible Year. The record is worth $4.98, but you can get it free when you open any new account at any office of Chemical Bank. So drop into an office of Chemical Bank and open any new account and get your free record. Chemical Bank. We do more for your money. Member FDIC.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Gene. What kind of a day is it going to be weather-wise, Rayburn? And if the monitor weather map has its way, it should be generally fair today, except for possible showers and thunder showers from the Midwest to New England and afternoon showers from the northern California Sierras across the Great Plateau to the mountains of Arizona and western New Mexico.
The latest insurance figures state that one out of every four Americans will be involved in an automobile accident within the next year. And more than 50,000 people will be killed. Poor visibility and bad weather will be the cause of a great percentage of these tragic accidents. Play it safe by replacing your dead wipers with fresh new Anco wiper blades or refills. Don't judge by appearance. The rubber may look okay, but the sun, wind, and oily road film dries out the best wiper blade rubber, and you have dead, streaking blades. Look for the big, bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in over 165,000 service stations across the nation. And they're stocked with the finest Anco windshield wipers, refills, and arms. The man at the pump can quick fit your car in seconds with Anco. Whether you have the hidden or regular wipers, or the kind used on foreign cars, he knows exactly what your car needs. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
One of the music, Jane Morgan. Marry me, marry me.
Starting now, hear the music ring. Starting now, hear tomorrow sing. Marry me, oh, marry me. And this my love will bring.
Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
J. Edgar Hoover is 45 years in office today as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. His ideological and political opponents wish he would go away. He won't. I'll be back with a commentary on our most durable public servant. But first, this thought. Most of us don't really understand income protection insurance. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Income protection health insurance pays you when you're sick or hurt and can't work. It pays you cash, like a salary, to spend as you choose, for hospital and doctor bills or for living expenses. Most income protection policies have time limits. They'll pay for maybe 6 months or a year and then stop paying. One policy that never stops paying is Mutual of Omaha's Paycheck Protection. Whether you're in the hospital or at home, Mutual of Omaha's Paycheck Protection can pay for as long as you're disabled, even for life. So look for these features in an income protection policy. Check on how long it will pay. Will it pay whether you're disabled in the hospital or at home? And does it cover both sickness and accident? To make sure you have that kind of protection, get Paycheck Protection from your local man from Mutual of Omaha. the people who pay.
J. Edgar Hoover, one of the most popular Americans in our history, and surely better known than some of the presidents he has served under during the past 45 years, probably also has more enemies than any other American. His enemies fall into two camps. His political foes believe there's no reason, really, for his being retained as head of the giant FBI after the traditional and legal retirement age of 70. Hoover is 74. Hoover, who was appointed during the reign of Calvin Coolidge, was the first man President Kennedy, many years later, reappointed when JFK took office. President Lyndon B. Johnson waived the mandatory retirement at 70 in Hoover's case, and President Nixon has been delighted to keep him at his post. Political opponents harp on something about Hoover that particularly makes him mad. They feel that his secret ambition is to set up and head a national police agency, which they say would be a counterpart of Russia's. Actually, Hoover has been fighting against that sort of thing ever since he stepped in to rout the rascals who had slipped into government investigative work during the administration of Warren Harding. J. Edgar Hoover thinks a national police force has no role whatsoever in the United States. He's a strong states' rights man when it comes to law enforcement. The FBI never enters a case until its aid is sought by a state. J. Edgar Hoover's other foes are easily identified, of course. They are the criminals and the communists. He and his superbly trained agents have been giving those two groups a rough time for the better part of half a century. He said the other day, "The Communist Party is as fully dedicated to the destruction of our democracy as it has been at any time in its history." He means that. His men have infiltrated the ranks of the American Communist Party for years. Indeed, they have demolished it as a political entity of any consequence and frustrated its militancy. Hoover's new book called On Communism, published by Random House, is the last word on that conspiracy against free men, particularly the free men of the United States. Hoover has no peer among the communist watchers. He's been watching and doing something about it ever since 1924. On Communism by J. Edgar Hoover is required reading for any person who would like to know more about the enemy we are arming ourselves against militarily to the tune of tens of billions of dollars every year. Here's a little-known fact or two about Mr. Hoover. In addition to running down the 10 most wanted criminals, he's also assigned to protect snow geese flying in from Canada and is charged with emancipating any slaves he might find in the United States. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's consider a rather painful possibility.
It hurts when you're laid up and your paycheck stops coming in. But you can feel a lot better about it with Paycheck Protection from Mutual of Omaha. You can get a check every month you can't work, year after year, even for a lifetime, no matter where you are, in the hospital or at home. Call your Mutual of Omaha man and ask him about Paycheck Protection.
On the line with Bob Considine, we'll be brought to you again later today on Monitor by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. Tomorrow's Mother's Day, you know, and here's why one young lady loves her mommy.
Because on school days when I don't feel good, I don't have to go to school. I get to sit in bed and watch all the television all day long. I let my bed come up and my mother's bed and jump up on the bed.
Well, now, what better reason could you ask for? Sounds just like Lucy out of the Peanuts comic strip. We'll have more of these mini messages to mothers later on Monitor. Institute has a tip for anyone buying a new home this spring. Be sure it has a floor. Now, wait a minute. Don't laugh. Some homes have only bare concrete or plywood subfloors covered by wall-to-wall carpeting. When that carpeting wears out, the homeowner has no real floor underneath. So if you're looking at new homes,
take a sharp look at the floors. Insist on a floor that'll never wear out, an oak floor. Oak floors keep their beauty and their value for the life of your home. Don't take a chance with your new home. Insist on oak floors.
Waxes your car in just half an hour.
Yeah.
Gives you a shine that lasts as long as hard-to-use paste waxes.
Montenegro there with Lady in Cement, and it's time for a few words now from NBC stations all along the line, among them your monitor station in Toledo, Ohio, WSPD serving northwestern Ohio and southeastern Michigan. More words from me. Let's see, who am I? Oh, yes, I remember me. And I'll be back shortly after, hereafter, thereafter.
Would you like to have a highway safety flare kit absolutely free? Then drive in where you see the AMCO transmission sign and pick one up. Nothing to buy, no obligation. Just our way of saying you're safer with AMCO. Safer because AMCO fixes 10,000 transmissions a week. Safer because AMCO can offer you coast-to-coast protection. Come in today for your safety flare kit. And anytime you have transmission trouble, remember, you're safer with AMCO. In New York City, you'll find one of the fine AMCO transmission centers at 79-14 Queens Boulevard, Elmhurst, Queens.
Maybe you have a disability. And maybe you're giving it the best years of your life. It doesn't have to be that way. Today, with proper guidance and medical aid, you can be taught to take care of yourself and learn a job you like. If you're disabled or concerned about someone who is, write to this address. Write HELP. H-E-L-P, Box 1200, Washington, D.C. You've got nothing to lose but your disability.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 57 degrees in New York and sunny. Professor Samuel Hendel, a faculty spokesman at City College, says the Board of Higher Education may name an acting president for the college before Monday. Professor Hendel says he understands that the board will consult with the faculty and perhaps the students before naming someone to replace Dr. Buell Gallagher. Dr. Gallagher resigned as president of City College yesterday after 3 weeks of tension and unrest at the school. He served as president for 17 years. Classes were held at City College yesterday, attendance was light, and students had to show identification cards to be allowed into the campus. Classes were also held at other colleges in the city that have recently been hit by disruptions. Those disruptions will draw the attention of a special state Senate committee in New York City today. The committee will try and find the cause of the troubles at the colleges and high schools. The Society of Urban Physicians says that 120 chiefs of service in all New York City municipal hospitals are threatening to resign unless the city restores a $36 million cut to the hospital's department budget and removes the job freeze on personnel. The group is also demanding that the city provide an additional $30 million for a crash personnel replacement program. New York City's public library system will begin sharp cutbacks in services Monday unless it receives a windfall over the weekend. Gilbert Chapman, president of the library's Board of Trustees, says the library needs more than $3 million to maintain services. Otherwise, some branches in the city will have to close completely. Others will operate on a limited schedule. The New Jersey state legislature is wrestling with a money problem over the weekend. WNBC News reporter John Michaels has that story.
Republican leaders in the state legislature will probably spend this weekend planning ways to pay for the $16 million urban aid program they have tentatively accepted. The acceptance ended a months-long debate between the Assembly and the Senate on the matter of urban aid. The major factor in the plan is a $12 million appropriation for the six big cities in the state. The single greatest benefactor would be Newark, the state's largest. It would get almost $5 million. Jersey City, Trenton, Camden, and Patterson would each receive more than $1 million, and Elizabeth would be given about $750,000. The catch is that Republican leaders say agreement must still be reached on a tax program to pay for the urban aid plan. In New Jersey, this is John Michaels for WNBC News.
Federal Transportation Secretary John Volpe says the Nixon administration is planning to propose a $1 billion a year urban mass transit bill next month, and that New York City may get $200 million of the allotment. Volpe says the money would go for new subway construction. He spent most of the day yesterday inspecting the city's subway system. Police discovered an elderly couple stabbed to death in their Brooklyn apartment this morning after they picked up a man whose clothes were spattered with blood. Police say the suspect was riding a bicycle and carrying a portable TV set when they stopped him for questioning. The man had a wallet bearing the identification of William Hilton of the Borough Park section of Brooklyn. Police went to the address and found Hilton and his wife stabbed to death. The suspect is identified as 27-year-old Edward McDuffie of Brooklyn. In other news, U.S. Marines, fighter bombers, and artillery have battered as many as 600 North Vietnamese troops in an area south of Da Nang. Secretary of State Rogers says careful study and clarification must follow the latest Viet Cong peace proposals. North Vietnam has criticized the U.S. demand for mutual troop withdrawals from Vietnam. The next development in Europe's latest monetary crisis may come from a meeting of central bankers in Basel, Switzerland. Senator George McGovern has accused the Nixon administration of creating a policy of illusion concerning the Vietnam War. The weather, partly cloudy and cool today, a high in the upper 60s, fair and cool tonight, low 45 to 50. Sunday, partly cloudy and cool. It's 57 in New York and sunny. This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Here too with a bit of a hip hip hooray for Marilyn May, one of the top singers of the day, who gives us two reasons for celebration. A song now, later a conversation.
Some people say that today is the day when the wind will rise and blow the world away, and it may be so. I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I want to celebrate. I want to make a celebration. I want to celebrate. Sunlight rise, feel it touch the sky. I want to stay alive until the day I die. I want to celebrate every day. that tonight is the night when the bird will fly and eat away the light, and it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I want to celebrate.
Talking with her a little later on in this half hour. Next up on Monitor, Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style.
Had a very special date. Wanted a sport coat, something great. Man said Dacron's what to buy. Dacron style's a sock in the eye. Asked a man for Dacron, 'cause Dacron's just your style. Look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron's just your style. Try to plaid, try to stripe, try to double-breasted type. Made me feel about 10 feet tall. Before I left, I bought them all. Ask a man for Dacron, 'cause Dacron's just your style. You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron's just your style. Dacron's just your style.
See fine tailored sport coats with Dacron by Clubman at your favorite store now. Now here's everybody's favorite, Joe Garagiola.
Press agents are often guys who spend their time telling people that there's absolutely nothing wrong with the product that they're promoting. Some do it with a flair, but usually that's what it adds up to. But if you're trying to sell some products, the job can be a difficult one, like boxing, for example. Not long ago, the public relations director for the Madison Square Garden Boxing Club, John Condon, was honored by the press for his service to the sport. In accepting the award, he had some interesting things to say about boxing. For example, he said, "It needs a national commissioner so that the rules in New York are the same as those in Boise, Idaho. It needs to get a lot of the delicatessen owners out of it, and to put qualified people in it, people who know the sport. It needs to get rid of the politicians. They're the ruination of boxing. Politicians have to pay off favors." Then Condon pointed out another need. He said, "It needs to be taught in the elementary schools. Every kid gets in a fight once in a while. Every kid should be instructed on how to defend himself. Boxing is required in Russia in their elementary schools, and it should be required here. It should be a sport in high schools and colleges." Condon has tried a lot of things to attract interest in boxing. He's had the mayor of New York referee in a sparring session in Spanish Harlem and staged lunch hour workouts on top of the Garden Marquee that drew a big crowd, but not much in gate receipts. John Condon is one of the fortunate people in the world because he's making his living at something that he loves. He remembers the days when he was a teenager earning $15 a week as a clerk in a lawyer's office. He says, "I got paid on Friday, and I'd have scallops for dinner at the automat, and then I'd buy a big cigar, and then a $5 ticket for the fights. At the title fights, I'd pray for a sellout, because standing room tickets were only $3. Asked if his approach to boxing had changed much since then, the Garden publicity director smiled and said, "Well, these days I pray even harder for a sellout." This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. And now this for our Clubman Sport Coats.
If you take your measure of pleasure in a big, bold way, size up Clubman Sport Coats. Clubman makes them bright. Dacron polyester makes them light. Clubman sport coats, tailored with impact in superb styles. Yours in a brave new world of colors and patterns. At Better Men's Shops, Clubman sport coats, the measure of a man.
You look great, no wrinkles about it. Dacron's just your style. Dacron's just your style.
Joe Caracciola will be brought to you again later today by Dacron by DuPont, here by golly, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Men, select your Clubman sport coat at those Field Brothers in Brooklyn on Kings Highway and Regal Park just off Queens Boulevard. And Monday, May the 19th, those Field Brothers come to Roosevelt Field, a major men's store with one of the largest selections of latest fashions in men's clothing for Long Island. At all Field Brothers stores, you select your Clubman sport coat from the total Clubman selection. And there are 10,000 slacks in each store to complete the perfect sports ensemble. The famous Field Brothers look remains wrinkle-free thanks to Dacron polyester. Go to those Field Brothers for your Clubman sport coat. Browse the Field special shops on all three floors. See the designer clothes that made Field Brothers famous. In Regal Park, just off Queens Boulevard, in Brooklyn on Kings Highway, and the newest Field Brothers in Roosevelt Field, facing Meadowbrook Parkway, opening May the 19th. The world's most palatial men's showcase. Those Field Brothers, what a men's store. Free valet parking. Open evenings till 10, Monday through Friday, Saturday till 6.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
If you suffer from nervous headaches, here's why you should try Anacin.
Everyone who works under severe strain often gets tension headaches.
Everyone knows doctors have their choice of pain relievers, but Anacin contains the one doctors recommend most for headaches.
And Anacin gives you twice as much of this as any other leading extra-strength tablet.
In minutes, pain goes, and so its nervous tension goes.
Anacin relieves pain, so relaxes its tension fast. Anacin tablets.
Friends, I've seen reports from several outstanding doctors about hemorrhoids. Reports that tell how a special medication actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. The name of this medication is Preparation H. These doctors' reports show that in most cases, Preparation H not only gives prompt temporary relief from pain, but actually shrinks hemorrhoids. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Doctor-tested Preparation H ointment or suppositories.
You
staying after Sunday. The Peppermint Rainbow on monitor. And speaking of Sunday, tomorrow is a special one indeed. That's right, it's Mother's Day. Here's a gentleman with a few appreciative words.
My mom is the greatest because when I am bad, she spanks me. And when I am good, she gives me candy.
Well, now there's a reasonable kid. You don't hear him crying for amnesty. Well, we'll hear another young man's comments on his mother shortly, right here on monitor.
Isn't that a new scent you're wearing?
Brand new. Like it?
Love it. What is it?
Centique. You, my dear, are looking at a woman who dares to be female.
Where can I get some?
Just open your door to Watkins.
Watkins? I thought they sold vanilla and pepper.
They do. But your Watkins personal shopper also has all sorts of things to help you be a more exciting woman, set a better table, and keep a better house.
Guess I'm out of date. But to get back to Centique, is it expensive?
Really good perfume is never cheap. But Watkins has a special this month. 1/2 ounce of the perfume you like and the same fragrance of their scented silk. Both in a beautiful gift package at a saving of $4.05. So,
it's your good ring from Watkins. And shop right at home in your personal store.
Watkins always has something wonderful for you.
Gene Rayburn continuing with Monitor, this next portion brought to you by your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner.
They're off in the one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning his and her sweepstakes. Get in the action. Win two 1969 Karmann Ghia sports cars by Volkswagen. Over 1,000 other matching prizes, including his and hers color television sets by General Electric. No purchase is necessary. Get details and a free entry blank at your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning store. Sweepstakes closes June 23rd, void where prohibited. Enter now, win a pair of new sports cars. Grand prize in the Martinizing His and Hers Sweepstakes.
A little earlier, I talked with my guest, singer Marilyn May, about the so-called overnight success that came to her after about 20 years of hard work on that nightclub circuit.
I love to sing, and what actually kept me going besides the need for money was, which was a very vital point, I love my work. It's really my life. I think I was given some sort of a talent, and I had to use it.
Marilyn, you've been turning out one hit record after another. Celebration is one we play a lot here on Monitor.
Yeah.
And I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Great record.
Thank you.
Do you have ambitions beyond singing? I mean, maybe acting in a musical comedy.
Yes,
or
that's exactly the ambition.
Or making fudge or anything.
Well, I'd like to get my house clean, and I'm building a new house, and I don't know how I'll ever move out of the dirty one.
Where is your new house?
In Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying there for a few years. I have a daughter, and she's going to school there, and it's a lovely city to raise a child. And so I'm building a new house, and I hope to get straightened up, really. And the more I travel, the less that looks like that will ever happen.
Now, what you said earlier, something about learning to cook. Were you serious about that?
Well, I always thought that if I ever quit this business, I think a very funny thing for me to do, because I'm really not a very good cook, would be to have one of those local television shows, you know, the women that teach them all the recipes. And usually the recipes are just awful. I've talked to cameramen, you know, and they're the ones that eat them after it's over with, and they say they are so bad. And I would really just love to do something like that and do funny recipes. Not good, you know, funny.
Well, indeed, whatever the future holds for you professionally, I'm sure you'll be great at it, Marilyn, whatever you decide to do. And as for your future as a Monitor guest, can we look forward to talking with you again a little bit later on today? How about that?
I would love to see you, Gene. Thank you.
So later today, my guest again will be Marilyn May. They're off in the one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning his and her sweepstakes. Get in the action. Win two 1969 Karmann Ghia sports cars by Volkswagen. Over 1,000 other matching prizes, including his and hers color television sets by General Electric. No purchase is necessary. Get details and a free entry blank at your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning store. Sweepstakes closes June 23rd, void where prohibited. Enter now, win a pair of new sports cars. Grand prize in the Martinizing his and hers sweepstakes. As I said a moment ago, Marilyn May will again be my guest for Martinizing a little later here on Monitor.
Thank you.
for their next friend, lover, woman, wife, and here's O.C. Smith, singer.
Well, she's a friend, she's a lover, she's a woman, she's a wife. She's the answer for every lonely man dreams of. She's a temptress, she's a lady, she's the mother of my baby. And I thank God I'm the lucky man she loves. Hey. Sometimes I lie awake, wanna watch her sleep. And I just wanna bust and the love drops fill my eyes. I wonder what she thinks. If she woke up and caught me weeping, cause daddies and heroes ain't supposed to cry. You know the morning always seems to catch us last. We got the baby in the bed between us, safe and warm. And I thank the Lord above for all the good times I'm having, wrapped up in my woman's loving arms.
Appreciated for other characteristics.
I think my mother's the greatest because she cooks everything I want when I want it. For example, noodles running off. She makes spaghetti without mushrooms and macaroni cooked on top of the oven.
How about that? A pint-sized gourmet. I wonder if his mother could be Julia Child. Oh, I guess not. But happy Mother's Day to all you ladies who qualify for that honor. We'll have more of these kids' comments later today on Monitor. Now this, the Oak Flooring Institute has a message for all you folks out there looking at new homes this weekend. Here's an important question you ought to ask about any home you think about buying. Does it have a permanent floor? Now that may sound ridiculous, but consider this. Some houses today have only a concrete or plywood subfloor covered up with carpeting. And when that carpeting wears out in a few years, the homeowner has no real floor underneath. And then you're faced with the expense of replacing the carpet or installing a new floor. Of course, if a house has good, solid oak floors, there's nothing to worry about. Oak floors are permanent floors, and oak's warm, natural beauty goes with any furniture style. That means you can decorate any way you want to and change any time you like. Modern urethane finishing methods make oak easier than ever to care for. And because oak floors keep their beauty, they help your house retain its resale value. So when you buy a home, don't take a chance. Insist on oak floors. They'll be good for the life of your home. Classical Guys with a medley of Love is Blue and Autumn Leaves. Before we close this hour, make a note not to miss the NBC News Second Sunday Series special tomorrow evening. It's called Confidential Files, What They Know About You. And it applies to all of us. It reveals how files kept by credit agencies, employers, government bureaus, and others pose a threat against our constitutional right to privacy. That's the Second Sunday special tomorrow evening on NBC. Now at the top of the coming hour, NBC Monitor News, Gene Rayburn here.